Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. This week, I want to talk to you about productivity and time management. Now, it's not something I've spoken about before, but I think it's quite useful and timely. Forgive the pun. But across the UK, if you're not aware, there's a government-led initiative to explore and experiment with the four-day working week to see how effective we could be. Could we increase and improve our productivity, which historically across the G7 countries, the UK has had the lowest productivity, or certainly one of the lowest. So could a four-day working week help improve our productivity? There are organisations across mainland Europe who have moved to a four-day working week, some in the UK, and there's a lot of noise about how it could help improve productivity. So, but could it? Now, the reason I want to raise this is because I think there's an awful lot of scope for improvements at work in the way we manage our time. And I still think many of us struggle with how to improve our time management. We come to work thinking and wanting to do the best thing. But there was a lovely quote I came across by, it was a Stephen Covey quote, "The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities." And I think this is one of the things that we often struggle with. I hear so many times, even last week, I've been hearing from people, "I've got conflicting priorities. What do I do first?" Everything's a priority, in which case nothing's a priority, but everything is being made a priority from demands around me, my superiors, my peer groups. So in that climate, what can I do? Now, I've spoken recently about our values and how our values motivate us to act, to react, but they drive us to behave in a certain way. Well, time does the same thing, our priorities. You know, when people say, "I don't have time, I'm too busy," that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, "I'm using that time on other things that I think are a priority." And often we don't dissect it in that way. We all have the same time. But I'm choosing to use that time on something else that I perceive to be a greater priority, in which case I don't have time for the other things that I perceive to be a priority. So one of the things I think we need to start thinking about is our time management. What are you focusing on at work? What are the priorities? And what about at home? You know, the worst thing we could ever do is come home to the people who love us most, you know, completely just wiped out because our priority has been our work, which, look, we need it to be. Trust me, I know, you know, the Engagement Coach, we help improve productivity through creating great cultures. But part of that productivity also means when I go home, I'm the best of me. Otherwise, that imbalance is going to start to impact on my life and my work. So we need to start thinking about our priorities. What are we prioritizing on? And how can we rebalance or at least review that? Now, one of the things I do when I'm coaching on one-to-one, often I use a blank template and I get anybody who I'm working with to have a think about what are the things that are really important to me. And this goes back to something I've been going through this week, actually, the Eisenhower matrix. You know, what's important? Forget urgent. What's important to me? We'll bring time factor in afterwards. But what are the things that if I had a blank canvas that I would really want to do and get done? They're important to me and my role. They should be going in first. They should be our priority. Then we need to think about everything else. Now, we can't stop people throwing things into our diaries. What we can do is think about how much am I conditioning them in accepting something that I can't do. If we're saying yes to something our diary is saying no to, then they're going to carry on as they are. So how productive could we possibly be with a four-day working week? Now, I am very, very keen to see the results of this four-day working week trial because I do believe it can work. But I think there's going to be some prerequisites that we require, which is becoming more efficient and effective with our time in 5 days. If I'm disorganized, focusing on the wrong priorities in 5 days, all that's going to do in 4 days is stress me out, cause me grief, and cause added anxiety. And in fact, on paper, I might be working 4 days, but I'll probably end up compensating for that at the weekends or the additional days that I've got off. So we need to start thinking about our own productivity. Where am I spending time? Where do I need to be spending time? What's getting in the way? And one of the things I always needed at work was time to think. I needed time to think and reflect, and if I didn't get that, I would just feel like I was going back to back in meetings, accumulating more to-dos, more actions, and never getting time to do them. So when are you breaking your working week up? Are you building a time to reflect, time to think? And does your diary really reflect your priorities, whether it's at home, at work, and both? If it doesn't, look at your diary and have a look at where it's going wrong. Are there particular people who are regularly taking up time in your diary? Are you your own worst enemy? Something I hear a lot of at work is the number of meetings. Oh my goodness, you won't believe how many meetings we're having to go to. It's back to back, it's crazy. Now, one of the things I do wonder about meetings is, whilst we hate meetings, do they also provide a release and a relief from the mundane, the day-to-day, some of the challenging tasks we don't want to get done? And sometimes attending a meeting, whilst I hate it, it's wasting my time, it actually is a form of procrastination. I don't have to face into what I don't want to be doing. So it's just worth reflecting. Now, you might say, Amrit, you're way off the mark. Fine, get it. It's just worth understanding that if I'm choosing to go to a meeting at the expense of something that's important to me, it's a priority. What's driving that? Is it I am bored, fed up, frustrated? I just need a release. I need a break. It's just nice to be catching up with people, discussing stuff around the table. Or is it that thing that I think was important actually wasn't that important, and therefore I need to review my priorities? So time management. Remember that quote from Stephen Covey: the key is not to prioritize what's in your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. What are your priorities? What's important to you in your role? And does your diary reflect this? Now, if it doesn't reflect it today, how many months down the line could you get it to start reflecting it? And put those things in your diary. If they're regular, if they're cyclical, get those priorities in and start thinking about, when do you come first? When do your priorities come first? And all of this stuff, you know, ultimately it does drive trust. It drives faith and conviction in an individual who manages their time very well. I used to work with somebody who she was fantastic then too. She used to turn her emails off, her Teams off, her headphones on, and woe betide you if you ever approached her when she had time allocated for deep work. And she got things done. She was so efficient. Her diary dictated her life. And she had everything in there. And she didn't deviate from it. It would have to be something major and catastrophic to make her deviate from her diary. But that drove efficiency. So before we jump ahead to a 4-day working week, could it be that our UK productivity versus the rest of G7 countries may not be as great because maybe we're not just as good as time management as some of the other countries? Maybe we need to focus on some of our priorities, and in us trying to get everything done, we're not getting much done. If we can get that foundation in place, then I think trials like the 4-day working week will show how successful this could be and really enable us to unlock our potential. Because there'll be nothing worse than moving to a 4-day working week with 5 days worth of work that actually is much more than that, because I haven't been very effective with my time, but I just don't know how to be. Maybe the context in which I'm working, maybe I'm working in a really chaotic environment where nobody's very good at their time management, and we're all just knocking into each other, adding to each other's pressures. So if you were to rate yourself on time management, 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, 1 being very poor, where would you rate yourself? Are you constantly paying catch up? Are you constantly running late? Are you constantly wanting to get things done that you're just not getting time to do? If that's the case, stop, take a step back and ask yourself, where are my priorities? And does my life, in terms of my time being allocated, reflect that? If it isn't reflected in that diary, make it so. Because, well, one thing we know is we can't get the time back. So the other thing just on the back of that is boundary setting. I think it's critical. And many of us don't like saying no. We think it's rude. You know, we see people around us who are helpful, who are generous, who are giving, and we don't want to be the person who says no. But boundary setting is critical. And the final thing, for those business owners out there, you know, often I'm as guilty as anybody else I will have faith in people, and I will wait and wait and wait and wait until I am convinced that the person can do the job. But they may not be able to. Maybe they're going to struggle. But the other thing we do is sometimes we procrastinate in doing the hard things, and they need to be done. So think about, what are you not facing into? What are the things that you have to do that will help unlock your productivity? What are the things you're doing that are getting in the way of your productivity? And how can you improve your time management and those priorities? Because if they're that important, we would be putting time there. I hope that's helpful. Time management and managing our priorities. If we don't get this bit right, we're not going to be as effective at work. It'll have an impact on our own personal engagement, but more so on our loved ones at home. We'll end up taking up time at home, evenings, weekends, working, when we should be with our loved ones. That's all from me today. Join me again next time for more discussions on employee engagement, leadership development, culture development, and everything else in between. Amrit Sandra from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.